Tomorrow night, there will be a total lunar eclipse. It's expected to be visible throughout most of North America. A lunar eclipse is when the moon passes through the Earth's shadow. This will be the last total lunar eclipse until the year 2000. Commentator Larry Sessions describes what to look for in the sky.
As it happens, this lunar eclipse also falls on the night of the harvest moon. Such a particular combination of events has not occurred over North America since October 1968 and won't happen again until September 2015. The harvest moon is the full moon that occurs nearest the September equinox, the beginning of fall in the northern hemisphere. Because of the geometry of the Earth's orbit, this full moon seems to linger near the horizon a bit longer than usual. The old story goes that the light of this moon, shining brightly through the night, allowed farmers to harvest their crops before the first killing frost. There also is a widespread belief that this full moon is larger than others. In truth, this effect is mental, not lunar, and the moon really isn't any larger than normal. But just try to tell that to someone who's seen it. The easily noticeable part of this eclipse, known as the umbral phase, begins at about 9:12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Subtract 1 hour to get Central Time, 2 hours for Mountain, and 3 hours to get Pacific Time. The West Coast will miss the initial partial phase, and Alaska and Hawaii will miss out altogether. Totality begins at 10:19 p.m. Eastern Time and lasts about 1 hour and 10 minutes. As with all lunar eclipses, this one is safe and easy to observe. No special equipment is necessary. Just go out and look.
Commentator Larry Sessions is an astronomer in Denver, Colorado.